Airdrie City Council was presented on March 6 with the project plan for the city's first active transportation initiative, a plan of action to further explore the role of viable travel alternatives to motor vehicles in Airdrie. At the meeting, Chris McIsaac, team leader of Airdrie Transit, defined active transportation as active modes of traveling that provide an alternative to driving, such as walking, cycling, scootering, skateboarding, rollerblading, and running. In essence, active transportation has the least barriers for residents of all ages to enjoy our community, read the council agenda report. According to McIsaac, though city council members may be familiar with the concept of active transportation, its role and importance to the community requires further exploration. He added the next step in the evolution of the city's planning policies is to further define active transportation and create a strategic vision and plan for active modes of transportation in the community. This process will include exploring gaps in the existing network, opportunities for collaboration and additional deliverables identified, continued the report. Once completed, the active transportation plan would establish a framework to guide investment in active modes of transportation. It would also provide further guidance for standards and guidelines for new or improving areas of development. At the tail end of last year, the city executed a funding agreement with Infrastructure Canada's Active Transportation Fund, procuring $50,000 in grant funding towards the total project budget of $75,000 to support the development of the city's first active transportation plan. The City Council has approved the remaining balance of $25,000 to develop the plan, according to the report. The delivery of the plan is projected to have a 12 to 16 month timeline from finalizing the plan's scope of work to coming back to Council with the final report.